Chapter 26. Between the Berry Patches. Peter comes down from the Tree of Perception, carrying far more than a new conversation to think about. Samuel's teaching has unsettled him. Before climbing the tree, Peter had a framework that felt clear and dependable. He thought he knew what he believed about his faith, obedience, and feelings. And although he cannot fully accept what Samuel has said, he also can't fully dismiss it. Something has been challenged, and Peter is left in the uncomfortable place between what has always seemed true to him and what God may be beginning to reveal. The chapter opens with Theo tucked away in his shell, fast asleep. He eventually wakes up and greets the boys. Still wearing his dark sunglasses, he mistakes a bright blue sky for approaching storm clouds. The sky itself has not changed. Theo's lenses have changed the way it appears. This simple moment continues the lesson of the Tree of Perception. Our perspectives are shaped by our beliefs, the interpretive lenses through which we view the world around us. Theo comments that the world does brighten considerably when you stop looking at it through darkened lenses, becomes a quiet picture of what Peter is now beginning to face. He has been viewing life through beliefs that he has never recognized as lenses. Like Samuel, Theo does not apply any undue pressure onto Peter or prevent him from asking questions. Instead, he encourages Peter to be patient with himself and not to dismiss Samuel's words too quickly. The tortoise recognizes that when familiar beliefs are challenged, confusion often comes before clarity. Theo's story about moving from one berry patch to another gives this struggle its larger allegorical context. Before the Creator awakened him, Theo lived within a small world that seemed sufficient to him. He was occupied with the next meal and assumed he understood life fairly well. Only after the Creator gave him greater awareness did he begin to recognize how limited his former understanding had been. Theo is not simply saying that Peter needs more education or more information. He is describing the difference between living from one's own natural perspective and receiving a larger perspective from the Creator. This is why Theo speaks about the Holy Spirit he refers to as the Helper. Peter and Thomas have been given more than the ability to study, reason, and discuss spiritual truth. The Helper wants to bring what is misaligned into the light and persuade the heart of what is true. Peter does not need merely to understand Samuel's teaching intellectually. He needs the truth to become believable in his heart. This is why Theo gently corrects Peter when he says that trusting God is their only real option. Theo does not tell him to force himself to trust. He tells him, "And as soon as you believe that truth in your heart, Peter, you will. Trust is not produced by pressure. It flows when the heart becomes persuaded that God is trustworthy." Peter wants an explanation that makes sense to him. But Theo reminds him that God sees what Peter cannot see and knows what Peter cannot yet understand. Peter is reminded of the Creator's answer to Moses, "I am." God's deepest answer is not merely an explanation, it is the revelation of himself. At the end of the chapter, Peter wants to distance himself from the tree because it seems to have unsettled him, yet he also feels a growing desire to plunge deeper into the truths that God is making available to him. Peter is not yet persuaded, at peace, or ready to release what he has held tightly. But he is beginning to recognize that this journey is not just about hearing new ideas. It is about exposing what has already been there beneath the surface. We leave Peter, Thomas, and Theo as they begin the next phase of their journey toward a mysterious valley. Although this is the last we will see them in this book, their adventure has only just begun. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. While wearing his sunglasses, Theo looked up at a bright blue sky and thought dark weather was approaching. In what ways do your beliefs act like shaded lenses, coloring the way you interpret God, yourself, other people, and your circumstances, past, present, and future? What might those lenses cause you to see? What might they prevent you from seeing? What is the root problem in these scenarios? Number 2. Peter admitted that he almost felt as though he understood things better before Samuel challenged him. Can you recall a time when having one of your long-held beliefs questioned initially left you feeling more confused than before? How did you respond to this uncertainty? Did anything help you regain a sense of certainty and understanding?
Number 3. Theo reminded Peter that the helper does more than give information. He brings into alignment that which is limited and flawed. He sheds light, offers perspective, and persuades the heart of what is true. Can you identify an area where gaining more biblical knowledge or hearing better explanations did not change what still seemed true to you? Have you experienced a time when the Holy Spirit personally persuaded you of the truth? How might this relate to the moment of your salvation?
Number 4. Peter concluded, I guess our only real option is to trust him. To which Theo gently replied, And as soon as you believe that truth in your heart, Peter, you will. Have you ever found yourself trying to trust God through determination while inwardly struggling to experience him as trustworthy? Describe the differences between choosing to trust God and being persuaded that he is trustworthy.
Number 5. The chapter closes by revealing that Peter's journey was not ultimately about learning new ideas. It was about exposing what was already present within him. Can you identify a recent circumstance, conversation, or challenge that exposed something you already believed but had never clearly recognized before?
How did you respond to this exposure?
Island Insights. One of the greatest limitations in our lives is not that we lack enough information, intelligence, experience, or effort. It is that we continually interpret life from our own limited and flawed point of view. We see what is immediately before us and assume that what appears true to us must be true. We may be sincere, confident, and deeply committed to God, while still looking through a set of beliefs that distort the way we see him, ourselves, other people, and the circumstances of our lives. The Christian life is not merely the process of learning more biblical facts. Although reading and studying Scripture is obviously valuable, information alone does not change the way our hearts perceive reality. We may know that God is faithful while still living as though he has abandoned us. We may agree that God is in control while inwardly trying to manage everything through fear. We may affirm that we are accepted in Christ while continuing to see ourselves as rejected, condemned, or unwanted. We may know the truth intellectually but remain unconvinced in our hearts. The revealing of God's perspective begins with humility. James and Peter both repeat the warning first found in Proverbs 3:34. God is opposed to the proud but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6, 1 Peter 5:5. The fact that this same truth is repeated in three different places in the Bible underscores its importance. Pride assumes that what we see, think, and conclude must be right. Humility recognizes that what seems obvious to us may not be the whole truth, and that we may not understand as much as we assume we do. This does not mean that we must discount what we know or distrust every thought, feeling, or perception. Rather, it means that we must become willing to ask whether the conclusions shaping our perspective agree with what God says is true. Rather than clinging tightly to our own understanding merely because it feels familiar, reasonable, or convincing, we need to remain open to the possibility that God may be showing us something that we have yet to see. Trust, peace, obedience, and the fruit of the Spirit flow naturally when the heart has become persuaded of God's truth. This is why the work of the Helper is so essential. He brings what is misaligned into the light and persuades the heart of what is true. He renews the mind so that we increasingly see reality as God sees it. In times of uncertainty, we need to remember that God's answer to life's difficulty is ultimately himself. He is present, he is faithful, he is sufficient, and as he persuades our hearts of these truths, we become less governed by our limited perspective and more able to walk in the peace that comes from seeing life through his eyes.